We're coming up on 8:46 in the morning, Eastern Time, on September 11, 2009. It was at that moment, 8:46, 8 years ago today, that the first airplane struck the World Trade Center, striking one of the towers. A second plane followed a short time later. Another plane struck the Pentagon that day. A fourth plane that had been hijacked crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The StoryCorps Project is helping to remember the people who died on 9/11, and today we will hear the story of two brothers. John Vigiano Jr. was a New York City firefighter. His younger brother, Joe, was a detective on the city's police force, and they were both working on 9/11. Here now is their father, retired firefighter John Vigiano Sr.
There were a couple of days each year you were allowed to take your children to work, and Joe loved it. That was his birthday present, that he would come and spend the night in the firehouse. We'd have a cake, and the guys I work with, they would take a milk container, and they'd cut out the facsimile of a building, and they'd put it on the top of the cake, and then they would light it up. And they would tell Joe to put it out, and he would throw a pot of water on it. The birthday cake was a little soggy, but this is what he wanted. Joe started dating a young lady whose father was a police officer. And he come home one day, and he says, "I'm taking a police test." I says, "Joe, you're only 17 years old." He says, "Ah, no big deal." He passed the test, and when he graduated, they assigned him to East New York, where I started my career. On the other side of the room, my son, John, wanted nothing to do with police or emergency service or fire department. He wanted to be the next Donald Trump. He was going to make $1 million and take care of his mother and father. But in 1984, I came down with throat cancer. He noticed then how my unit took care of us, and he says, "I'm going to become a fireman." I says, "You're kidding me. Firemen don't make millions of dollars. How am I going to live like a king?" But I was very happy, very proud. My father had been on the fire department, and he was the first one to be issued badge number 3436. And when John decided he wanted to be a firefighter, they reissued it to my son John. So the badge was only used by two. Both the boys would call me when they were working. John would always call around 3:34 o'clock, and that particular night, September 10th, we spoke for a few minutes, and I says, "I love you." And he says, "I love you." Joe called me in the morning and told me to turn on the television that a plane just hit the Trade Center. He says, "I'm heading south on West Street. This is a big one." And I just said, "Be careful. I love you." He said, "I love you too." That was it. We had the boys for John for 36 years, Joe for 34 years. Ironically, badge number 3436. I don't have any could've, should've, or would've. I wouldn't have changed anything. There's not many people that the last words they said to their son or daughter was, "I love you." And the last words they heard was, "I love you." So that makes me sleep at night.
John Vigiano Sr. at StoryCorps, remembering his sons, John Jr. and Joe. Their names will be among those read yet again today in New York City at the site of the World Trade Center. StoryCorps is working with the National September 11th Memorial and Museum at the Trade Center to collect these kinds of memories, and this interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. You can sign up for this project's podcast at npr.org.